Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Puerto Rico, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society, and so is down in Puerto Rico, in Bayamón. His preaching is entitled, Tell Temptation Where to Go.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. I once saw a painting, a print of a painting by the Australian artist Susan Dorothea Weitz, Seven Deadly Sins of Modern Time. Instead of the usual deadly sins, she reversed the traditional sins and replaced each one with its antonym, because, as she says, the opposite extremes are just as deadly. For example, she painted gluttony's opposite as dieting, of a fanatic type, kind of obsessed with being beautiful. Anger became indifference, with no emotion, no empathy about anything or anyone. Sloth is painted as workaholism, the other extreme. And on, you get the idea. I have to say it was a rather provocative painting to see the deadly sins of modern time. As we begin Lent, once again, a good 7 weeks to reflect on our sins and to reform our lives, I sometimes feel like Susan White, that my own list of sins and temptations that I face each Lenten year, they've become so traditional. It's the usual, same old, customary list of sins. Well, not to deny that some sins just don't go away. They linger on and on throughout our lives, like vices. Or not to make us even more scrupulous by, let's add some more sins, or even pretend that it doesn't seem that sin is any different from age to age. They pretty much are. But in some ways, let's, name the beast in a new way, a modern way, like Susan White's painting. Update or rethink our list of sins for kind of a different examination of conscience this Lent. Let's get real, face today's reality and its sins. We are living in a desert of temptations and sins today. So how is it that some sins never seem to make our list, like racism, clericalism, impunity of no end, bullying? I mean, it's like there's, you know, a modern sin that just doesn't come to mind, but it's so evident that it's there. And so we're very quickly turning this Lent perhaps to our old list of classical Lenten reflection, when maybe we could update our Lenten reflection this year. Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tempted into the desert. I thought that was rather strange. Led by the Spirit to be tempted? Lead us not into temptation, we pray. But anyway, the temptation for him was to turn stone to bread. And I think in a modern way, it might be like our temptation to shop till we drop, an insatiable need to buy more and more. Isn't it strange? His temptation to hold power over all other nations that the devil offered him. Isn't it a bit like our own temptation to get into this political fray? My political opinion is the only party, the only opinion, and there are no others allowed. No opposition to be heard because I have all the power. What is his temptation like when it comes to playing God? He was asked to play God to save himself, throw himself down. Isn't that a little bit like today, wanting to quit everything, giving up on everything, all institutions, including religion, and give up our faith? If God doesn't take this cross from me and provide a pain-free world, that I quit. Isn't this sort of the mentality we have? We're supposed to be comfortable and never suffer. We want all of God to answer to us. Well, I know it sounds strange, but we might want to update our definition of sin and temptation this Lent. By naming our sins and temptations, maybe in a new way, it might allow us to take them on better, to name the grace that there is to overcome them this year. Instead of the usual annual Lenten routine penance, we might take a new look at what is really bugging us and find for a change, you know, that we can face these temptations head on, just as Jesus did by going directly into the desert. Then perhaps with the Spirit at our side also, we can kick the devil in the keister as he did, or as my German family and friends say.